Now, we are in a time of government surplus and we are taking in lots of money in terms of corporation tax. A lot of people are coming up with ideas on how that should be spent in terms of capital infrastructure, in terms of other things. A rainy day fund has been set up to try and save. We need to plan for demographic changes in our country as well and all the different things that have to be paid for. There's a lot of discussion this morning in the newspapers about the new hospital for Clare, which will have another emergency department, which will help ease the crisis in terms of University Hospital Limerick and the long waiting times there. That's going to take a lot of money to build. Some people not happy with the idea as to where it's going to be located, but that's one of the things that the government have to spend money on. But what about this sort of a crisis? And what about the calls from the Irish Farmers Association in terms of fertiliser costs, diesel costs, the calls from the Labour Party in terms of home heating oil and a cap on that, and perhaps maybe reduction in tax on fuel and diesel, and also the idea that we should pay maybe perhaps a double social welfare payment to try and ease the price shock there. More calls from opposition parties for another energy credit in order to help people who would be facing higher electricity prices as a result of an increase in the wholesale gas price internationally. All of those things are being called on from the government to pay, but where is the government going to get the money? Well, one of the areas it gets the money in is from the taxes it collects. And one of the lessons that we thought we had learned from the financial crisis was that you need a broad, sustainable tax base in this country. We didn't have it. One of the things that was brought in order to deliver that was the universal social charge. Nobody likes this taxation. A lot of you, our listeners, hate it and feel that it was brought in on a false premise, that it was meant to be a temporary tax. Now, we got into a bit of a debate about this a couple of weeks ago on the programme in terms of some of the calls that were being made to reduce it or get rid of it. Not the first time all political parties, including those in government, had made promises throughout budgets to reduce it or to get rid of it all together. But is that dealing with itself a false premise? If you want the sort of bandwidth or legroom, call it what you will, financially, in order to respond to international crises and help people, either by extending fuel allowance, cutting tax on the fuel and diesel, providing payments, electricity credits, in order to deal with that, you have to have the money to do it. Where are you going to get that money? You're going to get it from sustainable taxation. In order to remind people and to try and settle the debate as to whether universal social charge was ever meant to be temporary, we're going back in time, 16 years, on about that time, 2009-2010. Here is the late Minister for Finance, Brian Lenihan, over two successive budgets, one an emergency budget, one a general budget, announcing the changing of our taxation system and the swift and harsh cuts and increases in taxes that had to be delivered at that time to stabilise a collapsing economy.
A deterioration in tax revenues from 47.25 billion in 2007 to almost 41 billion last year to an envisaged 34 billion this year is a far greater decline than the decline in the economy. This illustrates that in recent years our tax system became over-reliant on fast-growing construction-heavy economic activity. As we move to the next stage of our economic development, we must restructure our tax system to suit an export-led economy growing at a more sustainable pace. At this stage of the annual tax year, it is not possible for technical reasons to restrict or abolish further reliefs. It is important that we treat all sources of income in a similar manner. I'm increasing the rates of capital gains tax and capital acquisitions tax to 25% with immediate effect. In the light of declining asset values, I'm reducing the cap thresholds by 20%. In good times, it was possible for us to keep minimum wage earners outside the tax system. This is no longer sustainable. With up to 40% of income earners paying no income tax at all, we can no longer meet our fiscal needs. The challenge is to spread the burden in a fair manner to a wider range of income earners while avoiding economic disincentives. The scope for income tax changes halfway through the income tax year is limited. To raise the necessary revenues, the government must use the various levies and charges already established in the tax code. Accordingly, the government has decided to double the rates of the income levy and to reduce the entry points for each rate. The new rates will be 2, 4 and 6%. The new entry points will be €15,028, €75,036 and €174,980 per year. These measures will reduce all our living standards. I'm acutely aware of that. The government has taken care to ensure that they are fair, equitable and highly progressive. I would point out that notwithstanding all the increases made today, Ireland will continue to have one of the lowest tax wedges within the OECD. All of these measures will take effect from the 1st of May 2009. The renewed programme also contains a commitment to introduce a system of water metering for homes. Preparations are underway. Water charges, when introduced, will be based on consumption above a free allocation. Further details will be announced by the Minister for the Environment, Heritage and Local Government. These charges, like the charge on second homes, will finance the provision of local services by local authorities. It is also clear that our income tax system has become very imbalanced. Next year, almost half of income earners will pay no income tax, and 4% will pay almost half of the total yield. If we want to sustain high levels of government services, this imbalance must change. The time has come to transform how we tax incomes, to simplify it, to make it fairer, and to make it more broadly based. It is my objective to introduce in 2011 a new system of just two charges on income. A new universal social contribution will replace employee PRSI, the health levy and the income levy. It will be paid by everyone at a low rate on a wide base as a collective contribution to public services. Income tax will apply on a progressive basis to those with higher incomes, reflecting their capacity to make a greater contribution. These changes will pose a challenge, but we cannot continue with the current system with its myriad of anomalies. Our tax receipts have begun to stabilise. Consumer confidence is beginning to revive. Our export figures are the healthiest in Europe. And as we begin to emerge from the unrelenting economic gloom of the last 18 months, we need to rediscover our optimism and our faith in ourselves. Now more than ever, we need that confidence on which business and work thrives. The measures contained in this budget, some of them unpalatable, will engender that confidence. Cian Corda, we have taken the hard decisions, but we have been fair. We have protected older citizens. We have reduced the cost of the public services. We have taken action on credit to protect borrowers. And we have announced measures to save jobs, to stimulate employment and protect the environment. Our plan is working. We have turned the corner. I commend the budget to the House.
Yeah, there you go. That's the late Brian Lenihan making the announcement of the Universal Social Contribution, which is what it was called at the time. Now, that's the facts of the matter. The USC, Universal Social Charge now, of course, introduced in 2010, it actually replaced two existing tax charges, the income and health levies. It raised 4 billion euros a year, raising more now. This is going back about 10 years. As the Department of Finance pre-tax budget documents pointed out, huge amounts of money in terms of taxation. So there you go. And never meant to be temporary. It was never temporary. And Brian Lennon didn't say it was temporary either at the time. He said he needs to be changed further to widen the tax base further. But the key point of what he was saying there was our tax system was badly imbalanced. 50% of income earners in 2010 were paying nothing. 2011, indeed, were paying nothing in terms of income tax. And 4% of the income earners were paying over half of the total yield. It couldn't continue, and that's why it was brought in. And it's brought in, I suppose, for a moment to this. Now, we're not making an argument for taxation. I don't like it any more than you do. But the argument would be for people who are saying we have to get rid of it. And around 10 years ago, there was a really good piece by Cliff Taylor in the Irish Times about this, when all parties, including Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil, were falling over themselves to say we're going to get rid of this when they were trying to get elected in the 2016 general election. That didn't actually happen either, because reality hit.